Have a request for the floor from Mr. McCarthy from Ireland. Just, I think, you know, we have been discussing the other document before lunch on designating the network, and actually the cascading decision-making process maybe would be fitting better. Well, in any case, the parameters we also wanted to transfer over to this other document. So the cascading element can be also discussed there as a process of decision making for designating. So if you can, if you don't have space, if the volume of motorized traffic is too high, do you have any other alternative than trying to create a missing link separately from the mixed usage? So that is of course something. Now in this very paper, the way we kind of address also the element of let's say the minimum standard is through exactly the classification of routes. So if you know, for example, that you have this mixed usage in terms of various types of cyclists, by their skills, but also by the different types of cycles that they use. So that possibly to have really comfortable and safe infrastructure would demand a proper width, but if there is no space for that width, that actually can mean that from the route classification point of view, not the highest classification route can be provided. So this is the reason for which we kind of propose this table, trying also to differentiate then the values based on the classification. So that's kind of another possibility to address it. But as I said, it makes it more complex in the approach. And the question is how complex we as the group would like to agree to be with what we are, what will we be guiding, let's say, the users of the guidance with. So yes, I think we really need to spend some time thinking complexity versus simplicity. So I apologize, Ireland, to having entered before. I just wanted to immediately kind of respond to the statement from Switzerland. Thank you.